This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Social media is for letting you connect with your friends. Yes, also you can find news, restaurant recommendations, maybe roommates, perhaps. Also, stuff to buy. By clicking on an ad, yes, but increasingly people straight up saying in a post, hey, you want to buy this? Case in point, vintage clothing on Instagram. Alexander Stratton wrote about it recently for Bloomberg. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you have to help me understand how this works. You're flipping through your Instagram feed, you see a post or an ad, and you decide you want to buy it? Is it that simple?
It's a new kind of consumerism, really. You know, people have started creating vintage stores on Instagram. And yeah, you can follow these accounts and they post different vintage outfits every day. And if you're the first one to comment, you can have the outfit.
So you got to be quick.
Exactly. They'll just direct message each other and say, you know, here's the cost. And they conduct the payment through PayPal or another, you know, Venmo or
right.
another.
Sort of peer-to-peer financing thing, right?
Right.
How does it work on the seller's back end? I mean, do they have to go and source all these vintage clothes they're selling and then they got to do photo shoots and the whole deal, right? I imagine it's
right.
sort of labor intensive.
They're spending hours per week, you know, rifling through the racks at Salvation Army, Goodwill, and also like estate sales to find these outfits. And then, you know, it's pretty simple. They take photos of the outfits, post them to their account. They often clean the items up as well since they are vintage.
Well,
so they'll mend
smart.
Them, clean them. Yeah.
And how much are they making? I mean, if I decide to get into this line of work, how much can I clear?
You know, it varies because some people opt to have this as, you know, a so-called side hustle where they can mm-hmm. make a couple hundred extra bucks per week. For other people, this has morphed into their full-time profession, and they can accrue up to $5,000 in sales per week.
Wow, that's not terrible.
Which kind of makes you think, yeah. you know, is this something I should get into?
Totally. But let me ask you this. You know, social media has been around for a decent number of years now, and we have yet to see people actually actively as a habit shopping on social, right? What happens is they see stuff on social, and then they flip to Instagram, or they got to some brick-and-mortar place, and then they buy it. Do you suppose this is sort of the cutting edge of a new way of buying stuff?
You know, I think people, as social media is becoming more prevalent, I do think people are becoming more comfortable with the idea of purchasing directly from social media, especially with how easy Instagram has made it. You know, it's working with retailers now so that people can actually purchase things directly. They don't have to leave the app to buy things.
Right.
And I think that that's fairly seamless for the consumer. And in this time when, you know, people are sort of rejecting the brick and mortar with all of its pain points, they're looking for something seamless. And I think social media is, you know, working to offer them that.
Now this is radio, so I can't see it. But my guess is you're closer to the demographic that Instagram wants than perhaps I am. So let me ask you this. Are you going to do more shopping like this on social, whether it's Pinterest or Twitter or Instagram or whatever?
You know, I myself, I do fall into the demographic. I think part of the reason why millennials are so attracted to this kind of shopping is because we're seeing them reject fast fashion. People in this generation are starting to realize, you know, the toll that that takes on the environment.
Huh.
And so this vintage shopping is just one way that they're sort of like trying to be more meaningful with their dollar.
Alexander Stratton writes at Bloomberg. Alexander, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.